Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, kantor pajak sedang mencoba untuk mendapatkan kembali ribuan dolar dari pekerja migran yang dibayar dengan subsidi upah JobKeeper pada puncak pandemi. Pembayaran pemerintah itu dibuat dengan sangat mendesak dan memungkinkan pekerja untuk menilai sendiri kelayakan mereka dan baru sekarang mengetahui bahwa mereka telah dibayar secara salah. SBS News telah menemukan adanya laporan bahwa telah terjadi salah pembayaran yang mencapai hingga 20 ribu dolar. Berikut ini laporan tersebut yang disusun oleh Gareth Polham dan Shubha Krishnan untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo. Hasan Jaber bekerja sebagai pengemudi Uber dan pekerjaannya itu telah lenyap dalam sekejap ketika pandemi melanda dan diumumkannya penguncian. Seperti halnya dengan jutaan orang Australia lainnya, ia sangat membutuhkan bantuan keuangan.
And I was like a very hard situation. I went for my tax agency, asked him if I am eligible for the JobKeeper. My tax agency he advised me that yes, I am eligible.
Hasan Jaber mengajukan subsidi upah dan diterima, meskipun berada di visa perlindungan sementara dan berada di luar kriteria kelayakan. Setelah hampir satu tahun menerima dukungan itu, ia mendapatkan surat hutang yang meminta semua dukungan tersebut dikembalikan.
To be honest with you, I was very shocked because this is not ticket like a $50 or $100 you can deal with it. This is $27,900. I was shocked. I was stressed out. Especially when the COVID-19, and we have like a lockdown, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Saat ini dirinya masih menganggur dan tidak mampu membayar tagihan tersebut. Jaber mengajukan banding dan kantor pajak meresponnya.
Look, we wiped off $19,400. You have to pay $8,500. I said no. I'm not gonna pay anything because this is not my mistake. This is not my fault. However, I submit another objection review.
Kantor pajak akhirnya setuju untuk mengabaikan pembayaran itu. Dan menteri yang bertanggung jawab, Menteri Ketenagakerjaan Stuart Robert mengatakan bahwa kesalahan tersebut dapat diperbaiki.
In areas where the ATO has been at fault on issues of payments, or indeed Services Australia, which I used to be the minister for, where the department has made a mistake, then the department generally waives these, but of course every circumstance is different. But it's important to clarify the difference between not understanding the law or a department making an error.
Namun, menurut Wallace Wong, seorang pegawai industri di Pusat Pekerja Migran mengatakan, hal tersebut telah menyebabkan kerusakan emosional.
When you get a letter in the mail saying that you've got a $10,000 or more debt to the government, it's understandable that a lot of people will be panicking because they have no idea how they're ever going to deal with that situation. And so, it's devastating for people, has huge impacts on people's health. We're talking about people who have insecure visa status, have had very little in terms of secure income, secure job in throughout the pandemic.
Wallace Wong menambahkan bahwa puluhan orang berada dalam situasi yang sama.
So far, 22 people have approached us, of which most of those 17 have had their matters resolved, and about 5 are still going on. So their issues are still being resolved with the ATO. There are a lot of people on protection visas. They're often independent contractors who are, say, Uber drivers, that sort of work. And often, you know, of course, English is not people's first language.
Kelompok Migrant Worker Center telah membantu menghapuskan sekitar 130 ribu dolar uang JobKeeper. Dalam sebuah pernyataan kepada SBS News, kantor pajak telah mengkonfirmasi bahwa mereka telah mendapatkan kembali hampir 140 juta dolar dalam pembayaran JobKeeper yang berkelebihan. Sementara itu, lebih dari 60 juta dolar telah dibebaskan dalam apa yang disebut sebagai uang kesalahan yang jujur, dan masih mengejar 80 juta dolar lagi dana yang diklaim telah salah dibayarkan. Di parlemen, Bendahara Josh Frydenberg membela tindakan yang melacak penerima yang seharusnya tidak mendapatkan suplemen.
The reality is that people knew of their obligations. The angry member for Reagan. The member, Mr. Speaker, people who received JobKeeper knew of their obligations. Welfare recipients in particular had an obligation to report JobKeeper as ordinary income, Mr. Speaker.
Namun, pemimpin Partai Hijau Adam Band mengatakan terdapat satu aturan untuk miliuner dan satu lagi untuk para penduduk yang sedang berjuang.
The government handed out billions of dollars to big corporations and billionaires in JobKeeper payments, and they went and used that money to buy private jets and pay out executive bonuses. And meanwhile, some of the people who have been doing it the toughest during the pandemic get a payment from the government that they thought that they were lawfully entitled to, and the government throws the book at them.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai usaha kantor pajak untuk meminta kembali pembayaran JobKeeper kepada orang-orang yang dianggap tidak layak untuk menerimanya. Rangkuman tersebut disusun oleh Gareth Pohem dan Shubha Krishnan untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.